Commissioner.
Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the blessings that you bestow upon us each and every day. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless this country, bless this county, bless this state. Lord, we ask that you watch over us as we conduct business, and may we do things that be pleasing to you. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
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 If you'll join me in our pledges to the United States and Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor
the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Record reflect that all members of court are present this morning. Commissioners, we need a motion to approve our court agenda today.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, and resolutions and proclamations, we have a resolution for Pat Creighton. Is Pat here, or somebody want to read that today? Pat. Just to the podium here, Judy, if you would. Right on the other side. There, yeah, yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Pull the microphone back to you.
Yeah. There you go. You've never used a microphone before, have you?
Not like this
no.
one. So this is a resolution in appreciation of Pat Creighton. Whereas Pat Creighton has been a leader at CASA Child Advocates of Montgomery County since 2002, and has been a vital contributor to the growth of the organization as CASA grew from providing an advocate for 304 children in 2002 to providing an advocate for 649 children in 2017. Whereas, under Pat's leadership, CASA achieved nationwide preeminence as one of a handful of CASA programs providing an advocate for every child in the foster care system in Montgomery County. Whereas during Pat's tenure with CASA, she has impacted the lives of more than 2,900 abused and neglected children in Montgomery County, ensuring that every child has someone to speak for them in court, has a safe and nurturing home in which to grow up, and has the best possible chance to have a new start in life. Whereas Pat has held the positions of Development Director, Recruiter, Trainer, and Program Director, and has contributed substantially to CASA's growth in every one of those positions. Whereas Pat has overseen the recruiting, training, and development of over 600 volunteer advocates, all of whom are deeply loyal to her. Whereas Pat is widely felt to be the heart and soul of CASA. Whereas Pat is retiring from the position of program director as of November the 30th, 2017, and will be missed immeasurably. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Commissioner's Court of Montgomery County, Texas, recognizes Pat Creighton for her many years of dedicated and effective service on behalf of abused and neglected children in Montgomery County, her countless contributions to the volunteers and the children, and her huge heart. The court salutes her with respect, deep gratitude, and wishes for good health and a happy retirement. Thank you, Pat.
I assume that means, Pat, that you didn't want to give a speech. Congratulations, and thank you to all of you with CASA and for all that you do. That is a great organization. Thank you for everything you do. Commissioners, I entertain a motion there.
Move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations. Commissioner?
Before we continue, Judge, I'd like to introduce Dr. Todd Stevens. We've got a group of students. Todd, would you introduce who you've got with you today, please, sir?
Judge and Commissioner, it's an honor to be here today. We're back again for our sixth time with our Magnolia ISD Student Leadership Group. Would y'all stand up? I've got about 30 of the best kiddos in Magnolia ISD represented right here. Thank y'all. Have a seat. These are juniors from Magnolia High School in Magnolia West. They're on a 2-year commitment to be a part of our leadership program. I'm sorry, I'm off the mic here. Leadership program. And we study leadership at all levels. Elected leadership. This year we're also broadening that out. We're doing corporate leadership as a part of it. We're going to have a trip to Mobile Exxon. A&M has been gracious to allow us to have a chance to go down to the Mays Business School where they're studying leadership in business. This afternoon, we're going to visit Judge Hamilton's court, and I think we have a stop at the sheriff's office later on this afternoon. So they get a chance to look at leadership at a lot of different levels. It's a 2-year commitment for these students. Next year, they will have a leadership capstone project. I want to say our group last year did a project vote where they encouraged 18-year-old students to vote and then get out and be a part of the democratic process to vote, exercise their vote, and be aware of the issues that are happening out there. But we're just glad to be here. We're going to be just watching and participants and have a chance to watch and see how our county government functions. So thank you all for having us. I've got two great teachers, Mr. Jeremy Day from Magnolia West, Ms. Brittany Mars from Magnolia High School, and Ms. Denise Myers is our communications director here with us today. So thank you all for having us.
Thank y'all for being here. Thank y'all for being here, Dr. Stevens. We appreciate y'all being here, and we look forward to visiting with y'all right after court. So thank y'all very much.
None of you running for county judge or commissioner yet, right? Okay. One other quick announcement. January the 2nd would mark 11 years that Patty Warner has been an employee with Montgomery County. However, today will be her very last commissioner's court meeting. Patty is retiring and leaving us, going to move to Arkansas. And so, Patty, I want to say thank you for your service to Montgomery County. Thursday from 2 to 4, we're going to have a reception here at the office for Patty. We'd love to have all of you come by. Patty has been our director of first impressions at the county judge's office. And I know when most people come to visit and I walk out, they're tired of, they don't want to hear me. They want to stay and visit with Patty more. So, Patty, thank you for all that you have done.
Thank you.
And we're going to miss you. Okay, commissioners, we need a motion to approve the minutes from our last regular session dated November 14th.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Commissioners, under consent, I have no changes unless there's anything that any of you would like to bring forward.
Judge, I need to defer 9L, 3B, and C on page 7. That's at the request of EDP.
Okay. 9L3B on page 7.
And C.
And C. Okay.
Yes, sir. So I move with those changes.
Defer all of them.
Second.
Okay. Motion to second. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Brings us to the citizens' comment. I don't have any citizens signed up to speak on anything on today's agenda. So we'll have a time for citizens that want to address the court on items that are not on today's agenda after the end of this meeting. Under 11A, consider, discuss, and take appropriate action in creating a Montgomery County strategic plan. Commissioners, I put this on the agenda for y'all's consideration. Now, it's something that we can do ourselves. We could get a consultant to help us with, maybe somebody to advise us with, to look at things like, you know, all the demographic projections show that our growth is going to be substantial, is going to continue to be substantial into the future, at least to the near future. Put together a policy on the debt that we carry, on enforcing and enhancing law enforcement, what we're going to do as far as capital projects, road projects that, you know, kind of enhance our thoroughfare plan, maybe some thoughts on money management that we can work together on. So just your thoughts, commissioners, what would you prefer? Would we look at a consultant to help kind of guide us or to help work through this, or we do it ourselves?
I would like to see us hold a workshop and us to kind of start to put the plan together ourselves as a group, and then if we decide we need some additional expertise or some outside help, we approach it from that standpoint. But I think collectively the five of us, with the assistance of the sheriff for law enforcement, the constables, and treasurer's office for investments, and the auditor's office, I think we could do a good job of this.
Are there any?
I think we'll start out by doing it ourselves.
That's fine. That's
are fine. There any yep. other? I think there's other counties that do this.
Yeah, Gilbert, did you look at some other counties that have done some strategic planning?
Tarrant County
I think it's something we need to look at, because we know we're going to continue to grow and make sure we're prepared for that growth. But that's fine. We can put together a workshop and look at some of the stuff ourselves. If we find that it's something more than what we feel like we can do, we could always pull a consultant in later.
I agree. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Good. Then I'll get a workshop set up, and we'll move forward on that.
Perfect. Thank you, Judge.
In the future. Okay. Commissioners, we need to consider, discuss, and appoint two alternates to the Houston-Galveston Area Council General Assembly. Last court, we appointed, I think, Mark Mooney and Jeff Johnson. Those positions have to be filled by elected officials. And since, Commissioner, you're the representative, and Mr. Nowak, you're the alternate to the board, I guess Commissioner Metter and I, would you consider
me? Wait a minute. I thought, how did we do that as far as me and you were?
It was you as the representative and me as the alternate last year.
I thought we did that again last time, and then we ended up with, we needed two more alternates.
We did.
So we got to figure out what we're going to do with me and you.
Well, y'all stay where you are.
Well, we'd stay, and I was thinking that we had put you on as the alternate.
That was the motion, but then we redid the motion, and me and you.
I don't think we redid it.
I thought we did.
Do you remember, Amy?
It's
a long way back.
Why don't we just redo the whole thing?
It doesn't matter one way or the other, but I just don't want to do anything that's got us messed up here.
All right.
And by the way, if anybody wants to volunteer for they can have my spot. Wants to volunteer for that.
Well, I would entertain then a motion for the representative, the alternate for the board, and then the alternates for the General Assembly. Can we do
that even though it's not agended that way?
You're moving for, restate it, so I'm sorry, John.
Well, I was thinking about entertaining a motion to clarify all the appointments. But it's only noticed for the General Assembly. Because, you know, we appointed two individuals that were not elected officials, and we have to have elected officials in that General Assembly slot.
Okay, I think we did everything that we needed to do last time. It was just that we appointed those two alternates.
We need to, we just need to reappoint the ones
that needs
for
to move
Mark
back to
and
the court.
Jeff.
And who serves in that capacity now? Just leave it as is.
I don't even know.
I think before it was. I think Charlie was the
I was
representative.
You were the alternate. On the
board.
I don't remember having two more alternates.
Well, they're for the General Assembly. I think that was Commissioner Metter and Commissioner Nowak.
Yeah.
And so if we leave the action we took last court in place with you as the representative, and I can't remember if it was me or...
It doesn't matter.
Then who we appoint as the alternate for the General
That's
Assembly.
That's what I mean. We've got to figure out who's going to be...
About Ms. Clerk, ma'am? Could one of you pull the records, and we'll come back to this at the end?
I think all it is we need to...
Okay, I'm the alternate.
That's the two alternates for the board. Now
I knew
y'all
were working on
it. Alternates for the General Assembly.
I think that's all we need to do.
No.
So it's you and I, and then.
So we need to nominate. We need to nominate
two people.
Commissioner Clark and Commissioner Metter to be the two alternates.
If that's your motion.
That's my motion.
Sound good to me? Move.
Follow me.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All right. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Wow, that was tougher than I thought it was going
to
be.
Tell me when to show up, Charlie.
Okay.
Sheriff. Sheriff, yes, sir.
Morning.
Morning.
Under 12A, we ask that you consider and accept the interlocal agreements between Montgomery County and Walker and Grimes counties for the 2018 ABTPA auto theft grant.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries.
12B, we ask that you consider and accept the FY 2018 Memorandum of Understanding between the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Marshal Service in the amount of $90,000. Funding is for overtime with benefits funded from 5601.75985.
Move.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Okay, District Attorney, Mike.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, sir.
We ask you to consider 13A, consider and approve opening a full-time temporary position, intern, 4351, 3991, 700, at a rate of $17.73 per hour with an effective date of 12/7/2017 and an ending date of 1/16/2018. Funding for this position totals approximately $3,820.82 for salary and fringe benefits and will be paid from the district attorney asset forfeiture funds.
Second.
Questions or comments? It's just for a month?
It's a month, Your Honor.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Purchasing.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioner.
Morning.
Morning.
Please consider and accept the general operating support grant in the amount of $5,000 from the Williams Whittier and Woodard Foundation for Animal Shelter and authorize Aaron Johnson to execute any and all necessary documents excuse me, related to the same. This application was completed by the foundation.
Move. Motion to second. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Item B, consider and accept the 2018 Petco Foundation Life Saving Grant Award in the amount of $100,000. Grant application was completed by Petco on behalf of Montgomery County for the animal shelter. Please authorize Aaron Johnson to sign and submit contract.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments, commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Is that the first time for this Petco grant, or?
No, sir. They've received two other ones this year.
Okay.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Item C is take all appropriate action to approve the purchase of one trailer designed for use of emergency animal rescue during disasters and mobile adoption unit from Atlantic Diving Supply in the amount of $169,931. This is to be purchased through the GSA contract, and funding is out of Petco grant.
What is this for, Gilbert? It's kind of like a bookmobile or something?
Sure, I'd defer that to Animal Services.
So basically, this trailer is supposed to be for multiple purposes. We want to be able to have it for disasters, for the situations that we had, you know, during Harvey. Going between the convention center and the fairgrounds was difficult with the amount of cages we had in the trucks. This can also be used for adoptions, to be able to go to off-site locations and be able to promote adoptions, promote the shelter so people know that we exist and be able to get more adoptions. A lot of organizations are very successful with that, and so we want to try and do that. One of the other things we would like to do with that is start doing some targeted spay-neuter things, programs.
So you could do that out of that trailer?
So we won't actually do the surgeries out of the trailer. Those units are actually much more expensive. But the idea is to be able to go into the targeted communities and to be able to take those animals and transport them back, which kind of alleviates that people who have issues with transportation and things like that can't get to clinics and things. So we'll be able to transport for them, get the spay neuter done, and be able to bring the animals back that evening and return the animals to the owners.
Absolutely.
Is this 100% funded by the grant?
Yes.
You have, and Phyllis, there is...
The total of our grants was $275,000 from Petco.
And there's at least $169,931 in a account set aside for this?
Well, y'all also just approved the grant right in the item right before this, and so it's several grants. My understanding is it's several grants that are going to be combined to do this, and those are appropriate under the grant terms.
Okay. What process do we do to arrive? Is it just cages?
No, so the trailer has, I mean, it has, it's like an RV kind of. It has a bathroom and stuff in there just in case, but it also has to have water and things for the animals as well. And then the back portion of it does, it's all cages, and it's cages on both sides, and then it opens up as well, so it's like a kind of a display type unit.
How many animals will it transport?
50 cages is what it will have.
Wow. Good. I move.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? Is there funding in the grant for maintenance on the trailer?
So the grant does include any of that type of expenditures. What they had sent in the email from Petco Foundation was expenses including purchase and operational costs for the transport vehicle or trailer that can be available for future emergencies as well as other uses approved by this fund.
And it's set up and ready to go when?
Yes.
Can you drive this with a regular driver's license? You need
yes.
A,
okay.
So is it a trailer or is it a?
It's a trailer.
Mobile home.
It's a trailer.
Or a motor home. It's a trailer.
Correct.
So you
what kind of truck are you going to have to pull it?
The truck was approved and purchased, and it's just a regular one-ton truck.
It's a what now?
A one-ton truck.
The truck that you already have?
It was already purchased, yes.
Okay. How do we, I mean, did we go out for a bid, or, I mean, $175,000 or $69,000 sounds like a lot of money for a trailer with 50 cages on it. I'm just
so we
I'm trying to get my head around the price.
You want
actually, there's the General Services Administration contract. They've gone through a bid process at that level, and we're able to buy off of that contract.
Buy board type contract.
Yes, sir. It's a higher level than buy board. It's nationwide through General Services Administration.
Okay.
Have you ran it by the Animal Shelter Advisory Board, see what their thoughts were on
this? It did come up during the last discussion, and they all seemed happy and okay with it. They had nobody voiced any.
And you have a place to store this trailer?
We were thinking we have a place that will be next to the shelter on the side, within the fence, to be able to.
So yes, on
yes.
The grounds of the shelter, you can
correct.
Store this you can store this trailer.
Okay.
All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
The next item is take all appropriate action to approve and award Project 1805, which is new police motorcycles. And the bid tabulation is Gulf Coast BMW of Houston. The unit price is $25,088. And the Sheriff's Office is requesting to purchase five for a total of $125,440. And it's funded out of the Sheriff's Office budget.
I move.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
The next item is take all appropriate action to approve granting a discretionary exemption for the purchase of an integrated ballistics identification system as an item that can be obtained from only one source, from Ultra Electronics Forensics Technologies, in the amount of $299,925 for the Sheriff's Office, and authorize Sheriff Rand Henderson to execute any and all necessary agreements and documents related to the same.
I have a question on who determines if an item can only be purchased by one particular source. Do you make that determination?
Yes, sir. What we do is we research the item that's being purchased. In this particular case, currently in the United States, this is the only technology that can interface with ATF, and that's a critical component of this system. So that's the determination we made to declare that it was a sole source item.
Okay, thank you.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
All right. Last item is take all appropriate action to approve the 90-day renewal for Project 2012-0072 Jail Food Services with Aramark Correctional Services for the Sheriff's Office.
Move.
Is this something we do every 90 days, Gilbert, or is this
no, sir.
An extension of a contract?
We currently have an agreement. There is a renewal option in the agreement for a year at a time.
Okay.
However, we experienced some difficulties. We're working with Aramark to resolve some of those. So we need 90-day extension to accomplish that. If we can't fix it, we won't renew it. But if we can fix it, we'll come back to the court for that option.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gilbert. County Attorney, Mental Health Treatment Facility.
Consider and take all appropriate action regarding proposed amendment number 2 to Health and Service Human Services Commission contract, extending the term of the contract and providing funding for fiscal years 2018 and 19, and authorizing Craig Doyle, County Judge, and or B.D. Griffin, without the joinder of the other, to execute amendment number 2 on behalf of Montgomery County, including executing the amendment via electronic signature. And this is the increase in the biannual funding for Correct Care and mental health.
Yep, good. I move.
It's a good increase.
Good thing.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments, commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Amy. Griffin.
Yes. Consider and take appropriate action on a proposed purchase and sale agreement between Mario Moreno and Bertha Moreno, sellers in Montgomery County, Texas, as purchaser for 1.28 acres of land in Jacob Epperly survey. This is property that is adjacent to the Precinct 4 facilities there. The contract is $420,000, and we do need to name a funding source.
I move.
What funding source?
Second.
Phyllis, can we use capital projects for that?
I don't know the dollar amount, Commissioner.
120.
And
if you're buying it to expand your office space,
yeah,
do you have money in your budget to do it?
Agreed.
Sure, we can do that.
Okay. Have a motion to purchase that under the commissioner's budget.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we now need to recess our commissioner's court meeting and convene public hearings in precincts 2, 3, and 4. Commissioner Pilot. All
right. Item 17A, 1, consider and discuss the partial revision part of lots 10 and 11, block 1, High Meadow Ranch, section 11, to be known as High Meadow Ranch, section 11, replat number 2. These are reconfiguring the lot lines on lots 10 and 11. There is a no objection letter from the homeowner association. The plat's not quite ready. It will be on next week's agenda or next session's agenda.
Okay. Is anyone here to discuss that? I don't see anybody, Judge.
Okay. B, precinct 3.
Consider and approve installing no parking anytime signs on both sides of Lake Robbins Drive west of Grogan's Mill Road. Anyone here to discuss? The no.
Okay. Item C in precinct 4.
Consider and approve posting a 20 mile per hour speed limit on River Oaks Drive. Is anyone here to discuss that? Mr. Wartz?
Judge, Commissioners, yes, I made the request on that. Appreciate you bringing that to a vote. I would like to also add, I've talked to Sheriff Henderson and Constable Gable. We'd like to put some teeth behind that to have speed restrictions, in other words, metered travel down that road. They're traveling 50 to 60 miles an hour, irregardless of the 30 mile an hour speed limits. I was out there Sunday again helping out and almost got hit again. There are a lot of children that play along that area, so that if we can get more support from law enforcement for ticketing or warning some of these speeders coming down there, would be appreciated.
I'm curious why you think lowering the speed limit to 20 is going to help if they're going 50 to 60 at 30 right now.
I'm not sure.
Not found that to be an effective solution to stopping people from speeding.
Right. I agree. Unless we put teeth behind it, that's why I'm up here asking for that. I think it's more than just having a presence there, you know, at night, which is good. I don't bemoan that, but we really need it, and the residents need it. From what they've told me, typically at rush hours and the lunch hours, between 7 and 9 when the kids are going to school, from 3 to 7 when they're returning home, playing in the streets or whatever, and during the lunch hour, that seems to be the most prominent speeding activity. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Any other comments on that issue? Okay, now I need to adjourn our public hearing and reconvene our commissioner's court.
Judge, on the item C1, public hearing, before the court takes action, you may want to defer that. I'm not sure that road is in the county maintenance system, and therefore I don't believe we would have the authority to set a speed limit on it. And if the court takes some action administratively over that road, it may be taking that road into the county maintenance system. Excuse me. So until we can verify that it's currently in the system or not, I would suggest to defer any action on the public hearing on 17BC1.
Okay. Do we have a minimum speed limit? Wasn't there some discussion?
The minimum that we can enforce.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
And there's a default speed limit on roads, and I want to say it's 35 throughout the state if there's a default. But again, the concern is I don't think this road is in the county road maintenance system, and exercising control over that, and it may be accepting a dedication if you do that.
I know at one time it was not. It was precinct two, but
I don't believe it is.
By default, BD, if it's not posted.
If it's not posted, I believe there's a speed limit of either 30 or 35.
Do we know what it is, Sheriff? Do you know for sure?
30.
30, okay.
Okay.
If it's not posted, it's 30.
That's the prima facie speed limit.
Okay.
You want to defer that, see if I can get that verified before the court's over?
I think that's a good idea. Okay. Item 18A, Commissioner Matt.
Did you want to?
We would need to vote
on. Do you
want to
do on 17B1?
Yeah.
And 2? Yeah, B1. I move.
I don't need action on.
I do.
On mine.
So you make a motion on 17?
Yeah, B1.
Okay.
Move.
We don't need action on. Okay.
No action
on A. It's not ready. The plot's not ready.
Okay.
On B1, if you'd like to move on that one.
Thank you.
So motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
That's all of those. Thanks.
Okay. Commissioner Metter.
18A1, concern approved to pay vacation time for Michelle Cuminal, employee 03805. During the slow time of the, Michelle runs that community center up there by herself. During her slow time, for 3 weeks we had, it was full of DPS officers and rangers down here dealing with a flood. She really couldn't take off, so I need to pay her for her vacation time before she loses it, and I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Number two, consider and approve, well, it says approve 4 new operator 2 positions. It's really, and I guess you could look at it that way, but I've got some operator 1s that need to be raised up to an operator 2 level, and we have 3 levels, operator 1, 2, 3. And the way that works, we all know because we work with it every day, but depends on what kind of equipment they can run, how good they are at it, and after a period of time, if they're good enough, they're raised from operator 1 to 2, and with that comes $1.50 an hour raise. And I have 5 of them. Do I have to read all these numbers, or can I just say as posted?
As presented.
I move as posted on item 18A2.
These are really not new positions. They're just upgrading the.
It's just moving from operator 1 to operator 2.
Gotcha. Okay.
Second.
Questions or comments, Commissioner? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. We now need to recess our commissioner's court for executive session under Article 551071, 551074, and 551076. We'll be back after executive session.
Maybe.
Commissioner, you want to revisit your
The River Oaks Drive 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. We have verified that the road was taken River Oaks Drive through prescriptive rights in court 12/21 of 1987, and I move that we the new posted speed limit be 20 miles an hour.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay. No item necessary from executive session, or no action necessary from executive session. Now we have citizens' comment. For those citizens that would like to address the court on an item that's not on today's agenda, read this brief statement. Citizens will now be invited to the public address of the court on any item that's not on today's agenda. Please state your name and topic of your comments before making your remarks. It is not the intention of Montgomery County Commissioner's Court to provide a public forum for the demeaning of any individual or group. Neither is it the intention of the court to allow members of the public to insult the honesty or integrity of the court as a body or members of the court individually. Accordingly, profane, insulting, or threatening language directed to the court or members of this court will not be tolerated, and if this occurs, it may result in the cancellation of the speaker's remaining time and or removal from the commissioner's courtroom. Let's see, public comments may not exceed 3 minutes, and questions or concerns about the operations of Montgomery County programs may be referred to department heads or elected officials. The Texas Open Meeting Law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in public comments. So if there's anyone that would like to address court today, I do have one individual signed up. That's Mr. Yawley.
Good morning. My name is Eric Yawley. I live in Precinct 3. As y'all know, the Golden Hammer Award was created to commemorate instances in which members of the Montgomery County government have hammered the taxpayers. Today's Golden Hammer goes to Commissioner Charlie Riley and Commissioner Mike Metter for wasting more than $524,212.34 in one day out of the asphalt and road materials accounts, which the citizens of this county so desperately need for mobility. It was actually a member of the Davenport Ring who first brought to my attention the greatest sign of dangerous, wasteful spending in any commissioner's court action that you take, and that is if it involves the suffix 7340 account number in anything that this court passes. More than 2 years ago, all five of the members of this court told the voters how badly we needed the road projects for the four commissioners' precincts in the November 2015 bond referendum. As of today, Commissioner Metter has only budgeted 39% of his listed road projects and has only completed 21% of the work, 2 years after the bond referendum passed. Also, as of today, Commissioner Riley has only budgeted 46% of his listed road projects and has only completed 29% of them. To add insult to the injury of Montgomery County residents who seek to move around in their vehicles, Commissioners Riley and Metter have today taken more than $500,000 away from the very road materials that the court budgeted in September to improve our roads and bridges. Instead of materials, they're using these funds for new employees, vehicles behind the too many that they already have, and unnamed and undesignated machinery and equipment that they won't even disclose to the taxpayers. It's time to come clean. We need roads in this county, and we need a commissioner's court that will show that it takes care for the roads of this county and doesn't just want to play with the taxpayers' money. Thank you.
For anyone else that would like to address the court on an item that was not on today's agenda.
I wasn't going to talk today, but I'm really upset over the proclamation that was approved and signed by all five of you 2 weeks ago. As a grandmother of five children, I have two more due within the next few weeks. Three of my little girls are adopted. They're African American and they come from homes, situations that were dire. One was physically abused and her arm was broken because she was part white. I cannot stress to you, gentlemen, the importance of placing a child in a home with a loving mother and a loving father. The discipline needs that these children need, and they've been home for 4 years now, cannot be matched by a person who has gender identity issues or men and women who live together outside of God's plan. God's word is never spoken or taught to our children anymore in schools, and it's not given and taught and spoken to very many children in their homes. And I'm going to read to you out of Romans. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another. Men committing shameless acts with men, receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. And gentlemen, you've all signed your name to this proclamation acknowledging that you're fine with transgender or with gender, not what they call gender identity and sexual orientation. And I'm just asking y'all to please retract that. I just would not want to have my name on it. And ultimate, you'll answer to God for.
Great. Is there anyone else who would like to address the court on an item that was not on today's agenda? Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm glad we got the Golden Hammer Award on the roads thing because I'm upset about it, too. I had a problem with something in my neighborhood, and I called James Nowak. I knew he'd take care of it, but he isn't my commissioner, so his office was kind enough to refer me to Mr. Clark.
Ma'am, would you please state your name for the record, please?
I'm sorry. I'm Cheryl Wise. I live in Precinct 4. And so I called Mr. Clark's office, and I had other things to discuss with him, but that was on my mind. And first, and knowing that he's the guy, I have to say it. Okay, I was concerned about the drainage in my neighborhood, and when I talked to one of his assistants, he told me that Commissioner Clark was not over that project, and I had to take it up with the people there. So I put it on the internet, and it got handled. But the roads that you're putting in, I found out what a large budget you have for roads, and you've done so little with it, and we need the roads so desperately in Precinct 4. I know you didn't get the Golden Hammer Award, but you're not off the hook. You need to, the drainage project and Carter Sloth project over there, that's taken forever. I don't know how long you've been commissioner, but now it's your job. And if you don't know how to build a road, ask James Nowak. He can help you there because he knows how to handle roads projects. And sometimes he's a little overzealous, but he's a good man, and he can help you out. Okay, now, that was one thing. And the other thing this lady expressed so eloquently, that you didn't object to the gender problem. I know why that was. You got so much to pass up here and maybe 3 days to read all the material, but you do need to retract it. And I know a lot of you are good Christian people, and you wouldn't have passed it if you'd known that was in there. And the way they got it through was they said, it's the same thing you've passed every year. You have to watch it. You've got people in your organization that are putting things in your paperwork and not letting you know and trying to get it through. That's how some of these people get power, and we need to stop it right now. God needs the power. Thank you.
Ms. Wise, thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else that would like to address the court? Oh, I was afraid of that. We haven't heard from you in a while.
We've been waiting all year, Walter.
I know, Judge, Commissioners, my name is Walter Boyd, and I don't know where I live these days, but I wanted to tell you, Mr. Nowak, I'm a been over in Alabama, Judge, with Roy Moore and all that team.
Okay.
I fought Roy Moore over there. You'd be proud of me, maybe. But anyway, Mr. Nowak, Cheryl Wise here has got a a whole load of people going to your function tonight. So would you, I want to give you the opportunity to tell everybody about it.
Thank you very much. I'm having a toy collection party tonight at the Palmer Country Club. Everyone's invited, 5:30, so to see you there. Your toys, your ticket in.
Well, do I have to bring a gift because I'm a Democrat? I believe it's...
Do you have to bathe?
I believe it's more blessed to receive than to give. See, but here, Judge, I want to tell you, there's one person that can outshout me, and sure new chief of staff. Did you hear about the shouting match we had Wednesday in your office?
I didn't. I missed that.
Hey, Jim! I love that guy. He's got passion, but do not yell at a woman that way that he yelled at me, or he'd be in trouble too, like I am all the time. But I wanted to tell you, there you are, Commissioner Clark. I believe it's been my policy never to owe anybody more than they owe you. But there's one exception. It's Commissioner Clark, which you remember, you bought drinks, the food, picked up the tab with when Gail and I came over there. You remember, by the way, Gail will be back December 5th, and she'll. But anyway, so I owe you something.
It's your turn to buy.
No, but I'm going to help you in your campaign. I'm going to endorse your opponent. That might help.
I appreciate that, Walter.
But anyway, the story here is, but I tell you, your new chief of staff is a great guy. And Jim, I appreciate it very much. Where is he?
I'm back here. Do I need
to I want you to come up here and take my last minute. No.
You're down to 32, anyway, 31,
it's good to see
30,
y'all. Thank
29.
You so much for everything. I do have a different viewpoint on that resolution from my friend Cheryl and my friend Ginger. But there is a different point. And, Jim, I won't give it today, but I think y'all pass that thing because that's what the adoption agencies have accepted. But anyway, I don't want to tick off any more women than I already have. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Judge.
Thank goodness.
And it's good to see you again.
It's good to see you. Glad to have you back for entertainment. Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to follow that?
I move we adjourn.
Got a motion? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are adjourned. Don't forget to join us on Thursday from 2 to 4 if you would like to.